Hey, Conspiracy Kyle here. Welcome back to another episode of Conspiracy in the Force. I didn't think I'd be doing any more episodes, but here we are. Look, I'm here in my wonderful studio, which is just my basement. It's just me sitting here on this casting couch with all my Star Wars knickknacks here in the background. So a little bit about me recently. I haven't been focused too much on Star Wars, honestly, in quite a while. I think as I've been getting closer in my walk with Christ, in the Christian walk, I've been separating from a lot of the things in the world. Obviously, there's still things that God needs to work in me and with me on that I have trouble with. And I think we all do to a certain extent. But I haven't really thought much about Star Wars. You know, I have all this stuff down here in my basement. I'm probably going to end up getting rid of it at some point. I mean, it's a nice little display, but anymore, it doesn't really mean a whole lot to me. It's just some stuff that I've collected over the years that, you know, probably a few hundred bucks altogether over 25, 30 years of enjoying Star Wars. So it's not that I've invested a whole lot of money into it, but I've invested a whole lot of time into it. And I think that's the bigger concern when it comes to the things of this world. You know, God has really convicted me that I know more about the Star Wars script than I do about the Bible. I could quote you probably word for word the first Star Wars movie, maybe the second, maybe the third, and maybe a lot of the other ones. Can I do that with the Bible? Can I do that with Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John? I don't think so. So that's something that's been really convicting to me, that I told myself months ago that, you know, a year from today, I want to know more about the Bible than I do about Star Wars. Not as a purely knowledge-based thing, but to try to draw closer to Christ and away from the things of this world a little bit more. Obviously, I have a long way to go. We all have a long way to go. We need to keep praying. Those of us who are Christians, I will say, we need to keep praying and asking God to help us and to guide us and to seek His will and to seek His guidance on the things that we do, the things we consume. You know, like the Apostle Paul said, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are good for me. That's paraphrasing, but I think you catch my point there. Also with Star Wars, you know, there's the New Age aspect of it that's been a lot more troubling to me recently, once you really realize what the story is about, what George Lucas was really about. Star Wars is basically a Buddhist Hindu propaganda machine, if you think about it. There's the aspect of the Force being in everything, right? The Force is in the tree and nature and this and that. So in this universe, this impersonal God is in everything and is everything, which contrasts significantly to what the Bible teaches, that, you know, God created all things. If we trust and believe in Him, He lives in us. But God is not in the tree. God is above the creation. He is not a part of the creation. The creation should not be worshipped, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So that's one aspect of it. And the other aspect of it is just the idea of this impersonal God, like I mentioned a few minutes ago. The idea of this impersonal God is basically the concept of cosmic consciousness. So what that means, that's a new age phraseology that just says that, you know, we are all connected in this microcosm that we live in. Some of us can achieve this higher sense of enlightenment. Some of us can have these, you know, big light bulb moments. Aha, hey, I'm pointing right to the light bulb. Aha, you know, I figured out the mysteries of the universe. It was revealed to me in somehow. So now you ascend to the next level. An interesting parallel is in the music world. I'm reading a book right now about rock artist Peter Gabriel. And for anybody who knows me, I'm a big fan of Genesis, Phil Collins, like I mentioned, that's something else from this world that I'm struggling with, you know, prying away from. But there's a book about Peter Gabriel that posits the idea that he experienced this cosmic consciousness, which is symbolized in the lyrics of his song Salisbury Hill from 1977, you know, which was his first big hit after leaving Genesis. So the idea is that he achieved this higher sense of enlightenment, and basically he became a new person, right? He's different than the rest of us. You know, he is a very different, strange, unusual person. When you listen to him in interviews, he's not your typical rock star. He's not all about the flash. He's not about the bling, the house, is this. He's a very much of a humanitarian. He does a lot with charity. He does a lot with world music, getting world music out to people that have never heard it before, African music. He works a lot with international artists and all this kind of stuff. So they said his personality somewhat changed, and he's now kind of on this higher level. What I would say is that, you know, so now he has this higher connection with the universe. And in my mind, that's one of the big new age end times deceptions, is that you can become like God, that Jesus Christ, he experienced this higher consciousness. In this book, that's what it's positing. Another idea that Jesus Christ at his baptism achieved this cosmic consciousness to know the mysteries of God and of the universe and all this stuff. And we know that's absolutely false, because he is God incarnate, God in the flesh, you know, three in one. He didn't need to have those things revealed to him. It was a symbol for everybody else to say that, hey, this is the start of Jesus's ministry here. Anyways, I digress. So the idea of cosmic consciousness is that people can achieve this higher level of enlightenment, and they can become these gurus that can spread this message to the world, right? And that's really what the Jedi Masters are. They tap into the Force. They can use these mystical, wonderful abilities. And then at the end of their lives, certain of them, you know, become the Ascended Masters, right? The Ascended Masters of Theosophy and those kind of occult practices and groups that talk about these Ascended Masters, or who have written books that have been transcribed by Ascended Masters. So that's something else that's very prevalent in Star Wars that I am kind of pushing back against. And really, there's really no right or wrong in the Star Wars universe. It's all about just whoever's using the Force stronger at that moment, that side is on top. So while it is posed as good and evil, it also is that black magic, white magic, that, you know, the Bible warns about witchcraft of any kind, of sorcery of any kind, of divination of any kind, black magic, white magic. You see this in Lord of the Rings. You see this in Harry Potter. You see this in Chronicles of Narnia. You see it in Star Wars. You see it in all these series. And, you know, you look at something like Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and Narnia, things like that, that things that people have said, hey, this is kind of a Christian allegory, a Christian parable. Well, there's still a lot of magic involved, right? And there still is ultimately no God in these universes. So that's kind of a dead giveaway that it's maybe there's some Christian morality involved, but it's really not a Christian tale in the sense that it doesn't point back to God. You have to kind of read between the lines a little bit to even know that's what they're getting at. This is a long story short. I just wanted to create this little short video. This may not even go out anywhere. I'm just really testing out my audio equipment because it's been quite a while. But I want to say thank you for all those who had listened to Conspiracy in the Force over the years. I don't know if I will continue on. I say this all the time, every few months. Hey, I don't know if I'm going to continue on with the podcast. I know there's a new show coming out, The Bad Batch Season 2 animated series, which I really enjoy. Actually, Season 3, which I really enjoy this series quite a bit. It's covering that time period of the 20 years between the time Palpatine took over and the time that he loses his power. And we're not talking about the sequels here. We're talking about just the end of the prequels to the end of the original trilogy. So that's a time period I really enjoy, is about the rollout of the Empire. You know, I talk about a lot in my book, you can see right here, Intergalactic Totalitarianism, about how the Empire was rolled out in the prequels. If I end up doing another Star Wars book, it'll be about kind of that dark times period from the end of the prequels to the original trilogy, because I think that's a fascinating parallel for us in our world about how these governments and how the totalitarian mindset marches forward after they've achieved control. You know, how do they maintain control? So, but anyways, like I said, you know, Star Wars hasn't been fully on my mind. I've been dedicating a lot more time to reading the Bible every single day, to praying every single day, to trying to walk closer with Christ. And I don't say this as a goody-goody, hey, look at me. I'm following the examples of people that I know and trust that are following the same path, like my family and friends. And they've encouraged and guided and prayed for me all these years to come back to this Christian faith that I thought I believed when I was a kid, but you know, maybe I really didn't. But here I am, and God has really been working in my heart over the past year or two to put aside a lot of the things of this world and to focus on the things of Him. So Star Wars has taken a back seat. If I find some interesting things in these new series that I can relate to the Bible and point everything back to Christ, you know, that's ultimately what I want to do. So if I can do that in a way that's honorable to God, I'll continue to do that. But if not, then, you know, we'll see. I am working on a book right now about Phil Collins. I mentioned him a little bit ago. I don't want to give any details on that yet. It's going to be a few months until that's fully completed and out. But that's another thing where I want to point back to Christ, and I want to use that as a way to release some of the idolization, I don't know if that's a word, that I have towards Him, towards Genesis, towards other musicians, by really deep diving on who He is as a person and some of the influences He's had in His life and some of the even demonic type stuff that He's had going on in His life over the years, because I need to break free of some of this idolization. You know, listening to some music isn't bad in and of itself, but if it becomes something that's on a pedestal, it's ultimately sinful. So anyways, long story short, I rambled a little bit here, but I'm getting back in the groove of recording. It's been quite a while. So I hope this, you know, like those emails you get, I hope this finds you well. You know, thank you for listening. If you have tuned in to my rambling, I hope to do more. I hope to do some live shows here in the future, and Twitter, YouTube, things like that. If not a Star Wars podcast, I may end up doing a podcast about musicians and how some of the evil influences they've had on their life through demonic entities, through Satan himself, Lucifer, that kind of stuff. So stay tuned to that. This is Conspiracy Kyle for Conspiracy in the Force, I believe, is what I'm going to be posting this under. God bless.